You're listening to an opinion story on the audio version of The Tyee. Thanks for listening. The Tyee is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetyee.ca and become a Tyee builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
NDP wins Nenshi's first by-election test. By David Kleimenhage, December 19, 2024.
In a refreshing sign of intelligent life on the Great Plains of Alberta, voters in the Lethbridge West by-election sent new Democrat Rob Miyashiro to the provincial legislature in Edmonton Wednesday. Judging from the unofficial numbers on the Elections Alberta website, the vote appeared to be a squeaker until about 11 p.m. when results of the first of two advance polls rolled in, swamping the hopes of United Conservative Party candidate John Middleton Hope, who up until then had appeared to be within 200 votes of Miyashiro. With all advance poll results having been reported by about 11:15 p.m., the final unofficial tally was 7,239 votes for Miyashiro to 6,089 for Middleton Hope, a difference of 1,150 in the NDP candidate's favor. Official results will be posted by Elections Alberta on Saturday, but the NDP share of votes appears similar to the riding results in the 2023 general election. So the NDP did a far better job of organizing its supporters to get their votes in early than did the governing UCP. The UCP's effort to schedule the by-election a few days before Christmas, presumably on the theory many NDP-inclined students at the University of Lethbridge in the riding would be out of town with their families, also didn't work. And if the UCP thought running a former Lethbridge police chief would do the trick for them, that flopped too. Middleton Hope is a current member of the Lethbridge City Council. Miyashiro is a former city councillor. Mount Royal University political science professor Keith Brownsey said last night the by-election results are a very good indication of NDP strength. The NDP focused on economic issues, Brownsey told AlbertaPolitics.ca. There was also, anecdotally, a lot of concern over pensions, that is, Premier Danielle Smith's plan to replace the Canada Pension Plan with an Alberta pension. Miyashiro replaces former NDP Cabinet Minister Shannon Phillips, who resigned her seat on June 10 after representing the Lethbridge West voters since the 2015 general election. In her decision to leave politics, she cited the refusal of the Alberta Serious Incident Response Team to charge Lethbridge police officers who spied on her and circulated profane and insulting memes about her. "I can take being criticized on a political level," she said at the time of her resignation. "What I can't take is what happened from the Lethbridge Police Service, given that it is so far outside the acceptable norms of the rule of law and the institutions of liberal democracy, for which they have never been held accountable and have never shown a whiff of responsibility." Naturally, the by-election was described repeatedly in media as a crucial first test of NDP leader Nahed Nenshi, the former three-term Calgary mayor who was overwhelmingly chosen by party members in June to replace former Premier Rachel Notley. While Nenshi has been criticized for his low-key approach to the party's province-wide voter engagement strategy up to now, last night's results would suggest that it isn't doing any harm and may be working. The 13,561 ballots cast amounted to about 37% of the riding's approximately 37,000 eligible voters. While the turnout in the riding was over 60% in the last two general elections, this is a significant turnout for a by-election, Brownsey observed. "Some by-elections, as we have seen recently, are a good indication of how voters are feeling." Of the votes cast, only 233 were for the Alberta Party's Leighton Vaverka, the only other candidate to contest the by-election. So the Alberta Party, it is fair to say, continues having difficulty getting on the political radar in this province. Read more, Alberta.
Thanks for stopping by the Tyee today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetyee.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our Tyee builders who made this story possible.